I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now we shift back to South Florida and one of the best stories that's happened in this area. And certainly we all remember Biscayne College and the Bobcats, and now it's St. Thomas University. And I'll tell you what, a lot of things to be happy about this Saturday, the inaugural football game. And I will tell you, when David Armstrong was announced president of St. Thomas University, in his speech, the first thing he said is, "We're getting football." And you wouldn't expect nothing less from a former football coach and a football player. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. President, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you, what an exciting week it is to be around that campus. Inaugural season of football. You guys have waited for this, and I know Coach Reichel and his staff, the same thing. Welcome aboard, and have you come down yet?
No, actually, Larry. It's just it's been quite a ride. As a matter of fact, I was talking with Coach Reichel today. We were kind of scouting out where our new Bobcat walk is going to take place before the game and going through the tailgates and all those kind of things. And I just looked at him and I said, "Hey, man, it's here. You know, you wait a whole year, you do all this hard work. These coaches were unbelievable what they did, Coach Reichel and his team, and our athletic director, Laura Corley Todd, and Coach Perez, our assistant AD, and E.P. Harris, our new men's basketball coach, all the athletic staff. There's so many people did so much work, and now we're, you know, a couple of days away. It's pretty cool when you can see a dream that you had, a vision that you had, come to fruition. And so we couldn't be more jacked up and ready to go.
This is deja vu for you. I mean, you've opened up programs before as a football coach. You moved on to administration and become a president, and you kind of, when you had the opportunity to come down south, I mean, you knew exactly what needed to be done. I was there for the opening practice on August 6th, and it was exciting then. The coaching staff was jacked up, 200 kids from, and many, it, to me, it was like an extension of high school, because I was walking around noticing these kids that I just saw a couple months prior on high school football fields. Was that kind of your plan? I mean, to come in and get a lot, maybe 75 to 80% of the kids who were from about a 50, 60 mile radius, so you'd have that fan support, so you'd have that basis for your first year, because this is obviously a higher an institution as far as getting kids in is not so easy, because academics is paramount, it always has been. Talk about that, because I think that planning this out is one thing, but actually watching it come and all the pieces come together is another. And that first day of practice, and then to the time where you walked out of your car in your uniform and brought that team together like no other. Talk about that, because I think what a process it's been, and here on Saturday, there's going to be a lot of pinch yourself moments.
Oh, there's no doubt. And as a matter of fact, we're playing Thomas More, where I just came from, right, where I was president. And so a lot of these kids, I mean, the starting quarterback, Justin Post, was my quarterback when he was 10 years old in CYO. We won a sixth grade championship, and his family's coming down. They'll be tailgating with us, and you know, Justin was my quarterback. He played with my son. My son lives with him up at Thomas More. My son's a baseball player. He decided to go baseball. But they were on a sixth grade CYO championship at St. Barnabas in Northfield, Ohio together, and he was my quarterback. And that's why I recruited him at Thomas More. I knew how great of a quarterback he was. And so, there's going to be so many moments. And I'm going to say a couple things. Number one is, when I was not looking for this job, but one of the things that made me want to come here was the fact that we could start football. But here's the key thing, is starting football in South Florida, because for years I've recruited this area, the schools I've been at recruited this area, and you see these kids that were leaving Miami, then they go and experience this horrible weather. You know, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, so I can say that. And then these kids would go home, and then they wouldn't stay in school. And so that, and we know how an education can change someone's lives and the lives of generations to come and their family. And so right away, when I got the job and Coach Reichel called me the first day that it was announced, and he says, hey, what do you think? And I go, hey, we're going to start football. I said, because we're going to go down there and we're not going to have to leave an hour radius, not even. Now, we got some couple kids in Tampa and Orlando and a couple kids out of the Cleveland area. But in reality, we didn't have to leave more than, I mean, heck, not even 20 minutes in a radius that we didn't have to leave, because we knew. And the pitch that we had was, you're going to play great small college football, scholarship football, and your family is going to be here to support you. Key thing, support you not only in football, but more importantly, support you academically so they stay in school and they get their degree. Because, yes, we're going to have a ton of fun in football, and football teaches you all kinds of skills. But in the end, that degree will change your life forever.
Yeah.
And so that was a key thing. And I'll tell you this, Larry, is that you coming out on the first day and knowing all these kids, this is one of the best situations I've ever seen for high school sports being advertised and held high up on a mantle by the work that you do on your radio station. And your support of us in this year has been crucial for us being able to get so many quality young men from this region. And lastly, I'll say this. I coach high school ball. That's how I got into coaching. It changed the trajectory of my life. I wanted to be a corporate litigator on Wall Street, and then I caught the coaching bug. And these high school coaches around here are phenomenal. And the work that they do for little to no pay, it's probably negative pay how much time you put in. And these guys I have so much respect for, and these kids are coming to this program, and you could tell that they're well-coached. You could tell that they're great kids. And so, to me, this was the most fertile place to start a football program. So, and then you throw in the Dolphins. I mean, come on.
Yep.
You know, Don Shula and Larry Zonka, those are the guys from Northeastern Ohio, you know, the perfect season, all that kind of stuff. You throw that history in, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no doubt. President David Armstrong, St. Thomas University, joining us. And, you know, I knew you were going to be special before your inauguration when you welcomed and I was there the day the Orange Bowl had a event there where they had seniors who were trying to get scholarships, and they had all these colleges from all over the country, smaller schools, a lot of them that I'm sure that you played against, and when you were at Notre Dame College and all these other schools. But the thing is you grabbed them up the podium, and you were in awe of the coaches. You had said these high school, and you said exactly what you just said, and I think you endeared yourself right there, because not a lot of people talk positively before ever knowing the guys, and you're spot on. I mean, these guys will embrace a school like this, and obviously with this program that you have, and the tailgating, and playing right next door at Monsignor Pace, and I mean, this is like the perfect storm that's coming together. And you're going to have the tailgating out near the dorms, which is adjacent to Monsignor Pace. I mean, this is really, you could see it. And you know, we had Coach Reichel on a few times during the summer, and we talked about it, and we talked about the building process. And everywhere we went, whether it was at a game or whether it was a summer clinic, your coaching staff was there. And we knew it was going to be that they were embracing the community. You've done the same thing. I mean, this is a school that is held in such high esteem for years because of the sports administration program, because of the business program. I see that Gus Machado has built a nice business center for you guys. I mean, this is what this school is all about. It's always been looked upon as a very good program for education. Now you add in one of the best baseball. I was asking, your son goes to Thomas More, but you had the number two baseball team in the country.
So Coach Perez and I did a little recruitment job on him, but he wanted to stay there for now.
Yeah, but everything that's gone around, I mean, from the academics to you embracing the community of Miami Gardens, and I know that we had Mayor Oliver Gilbert on last week, and we talked about the very thing of having a school in that community, and then with Florida Memorial.
He's the best.
Yes, he is. And starting next year with Florida Memorial, you have a built-in rivalry, and then you have Kaiser, and you have Ave Maria, and all these schools that you're going to be able to play, as well as, and we looked at your schedule. And I do want to tell you that Thomas More does come in here 0-1. So they've already played a game, and they lost, I believe, to Kentucky Christian in their first game.
Crazy game.
Did you watch all? I'm sure you probably scouted the film more than
I did.
I kind of knew that. Talk about this week, the plans, the tailgate, how people get involved.
Oh, yeah. So, number one, it's free admission. You know, Keith Tribble from the Jackson Memorial Jackson Foundation, he gave us our nickname. He said, "You have so many kids from this region. You guys are truly the community's team." And so we've been using that big time, and that's been awesome. And so we're going to do free admission so that I'd love to have all the high school coaches bring out their teams, all the little gritter coaches and the Pop Warner coaches bring out their teams. It's all free. And we're going to have tailgating. Now, you can buy a tailgate spot to get up closer to the stadium. And I do have to give a big thanks to Monsignor Pace High School, Anna Garcia, the principal, the athletic directors, the football coaches, everybody that's been wonderful. You know, we were trying to raise money to put a field in our campus before the season started. It didn't work. We're still working on that. But they saved us so that we can play near our campus. And we're doing big tailgates. I have a big presence tailgate, over 200 VIPs. We have an alumni tailgate with over 200 people coming. All the families and parents are going to be tailgating. Thomas More has a great reputation at tailgating. And here's a great thing is that President Chillo from Thomas More is coming down.
Awesome.
The athletic director, Terry Connor, is a good friend of mine, and he's coming down. And also, Javis Hardrick, the president of Florida Memorial, is going to be at my tailgate along with his wife. And I love this one. President Rosenberg is coming to the game because
nice.
He loves football. And before he goes to his game, at FIU, he's going to come and see our game at the tailgate. I mean, how cool is that these other Florida presidents would come and support this new program and this other school? And that's, I just love the collaboration here and how we're working together. And so, and then we're going to honor the Miami Dolphins, the first ever Bobcat Community Award. We're trying to recognize organizations that have helped the community for years and years. And obviously the Dolphins were the first natural choice for this. And Leslie Nixon, who's actually a SPOAD, Sports Administration graduate of St. Thomas University, is going to accept the award on behalf of the Miami Dolphins. We're going to do that at the end of the first quarter.
Awesome.
You know, so we'll have Bishop Delgado is going to come and say a prayer because these are two Catholic diocesan schools that are playing each other.
I'm excited. I'm already excited.
We'll have the national anthem, and then we're going to have the Bobcat Walk, and so we're starting all kinds of new traditions.
Awesome.
Everyone's going to get a cold towel that they can dip in cold water if it's warm, and we're just going to have
the
time that we can. It's going to be fun.
President Armstrong, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll see you Saturday. Thanks again, and we'll go Bobcats.
Go Bobcats. Thanks, Larry. You're the best.
Good stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.